Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Distinguished delegates, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor for me to be here today at the launch of this support platform for solution strategy for Afghan refugees with distinguished colleagues and partners from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. As you may recall, in the 1990s, there were more than 6 million Afghan refugees scattered all around the world, trying to find a means to survive while their country was grasped in the chaos of war. Statistically, on a piece of paper, these 6 million people were just numbers. But on the ground, each of this number had its own story, their own struggles, their failures, and achievements. And ladies and gentlemen, today I am here to share with you one such story behind one of those numbers. It's the story of 1-year-old girl who sat in the arms of her mother as she and her family left their home country in a car under the rain of bullets and bombs to cross the Pak-Afghan border in search for a better future. It's a story of a girl who, after 26 years of struggle, is sitting right in front of you at this initiative. Friends, I spent much of my childhood as an Afghan refugee living in Pakistan. Culture, society, and poor economic circumstances dictated that a woman's role could not extend beyond the four walls of her home. But I refused to accept it. Instead, hungered to educate myself as much as I could. And with the support of my parents and the opportunities provided to me, I was encouraged to chase my dreams. I needed access to the right tools in order to push beyond the sheltered life and to get to a place where more was possible. I completed my high school education in Pakistan and returned back to Afghanistan. As someone who had spent her childhood as an Afghan refugee and experienced the hardship, I knew that just quenching my thirst for education was not enough, as there were hundreds and thousands of young boys and girls who were not as fortunate as me in gaining control of their own lives and destinies. After completion of my education and gaining knowledge and experience, I strived to better my country and provide help, advocacy, and assistance to those who dares to dream but lack the tools to achieve it. And today, working as an advisor on youth and education to the First Lady of Afghanistan, I am fulfilling my dreams. Distinguished guests, Afghanistan has undergone an era of social transformation. 73% of the population is below the age of 35. Increasingly, Afghanistan is a country driven and defined by the expectation of its younger generation, a generation who was born and grew up in conflict and exile. Today, millions of Afghans have benefited from the educational opportunities in their host countries. They hold leadership and senior management position in their country of origin, and as a returnee, I witness their contribution on a daily basis. Today, I can proudly say that we are the new Afghanistan. Afghan democracy may not be a perfect story, but it is a success story nevertheless. And it belongs not only to Afghanistan, but to all of us. We believe in our abilities to bring about peace we have hoped for all our lives. However, we need more institutional cooperation. We need more decisive action within the region, and a strengthened collective security approach must be taken into account. Our mission now is to bring peace that can end the suffering of all Afghans. We want to welcome our refugees back in peaceful Afghanistan, keeping in mind that premature repatriation can destabilize the condition. And I am confident that we will achieve this peace in solidarity with our regional and international allies and partners. Peace is no longer what we just hope for, but what we strive for. Thank you.